Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach will be on Maseches Zevachim Daf Tzadik Beis. The parak begins Dam Chatos Shenitas Al Abeged Harizat Tom Kibus, a halacha which is exclusive to Korban Chatos, that any dam from the Korban Chatos which is Nitas Al Abeged, then is a Chiyuv Kibus. The Makor of this is a Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, where the Torah writes in Perek Vov, Pasuk Chof, V'asher yizeh midomo ala beged, asher yizeh oleo, techabeis b'mokoim kodosh. The Rishonim ala Torah give different timing to explain the reason for this din. The Rashbam writes that the reason why the Torah was mitzaveh on the kibbutz of the dam is to prevent the dam from becoming noisor. Had the dam remained in the beged, then when the beged would come to the soif zman of the achila or the akrov of the korban, then the dam which is balua in the beged would become osur be'isur noisa. So to prevent this, the Torah writes a chiyuv kibbus. The Chizkuni writes that the reason for the chiyuv kibbus is because since chatos is kochi kochim and it's only nechal in the azara, had the dam remained balua in the beged and then you would take the beged outside, it would become osur be'yotze. So to prevent this, the Torah writes b'mechabe is the beged b'mokim kodesh, and to extract the dam before it's yotze. Both according to the Rashbam and according to the Chizkuni, then it's interesting, why taka is the chiyuv kibbutz only by korban chatos? Because the psulim of lan and yotze apply to all the kodshim. Now l'chayra, another nafkimina, that according to the Rashbam and the Chizkuni, then the chiyuv kibbutz ought to be only before it's chal the psul of yotze and lan, because the Torah is only mitzav kibbutz to prevent these yisurim from being chal. But the kasha is that we find very clearly in the sugyas that avada, the chiyuv kibbutz, is even afterwards. The Mishnah later on, the Tzadik Daradon base, the Mishnah says, beged shiyotzo chutz dikloim, nichnas umchabse b'mokim kodesh. So it's clear that even after the beged was already yotze, the halacha is still mechuyav to go b'mechabes. Now according to the Chizkuni, l'chayra here the dam has already become posel b'yotze. And so too, according to the Rashban that says it's to prevent the din noisar, then l'chayra, this din ought to apply only when we're holding before the soif zman achila nakrova. And we don't find in any of the poskim that they say that the chiyuv kibbutz is only by korban chatos b'yom v'layla. From here would be mashma that once the beged is balua and once the dam is balua in the beged, then you mechuyav to be mechabes the beged even after the soif zman. So from here we see that even though the Rishonim give a tam, the avada the chiyuv kibbutz is exeris hakosuv. In the Menachos Chinuch we find that it's a mitzvah saseh, and it even clears to go and say that since it's a mitzvah, maybe shmitona koyein, like the other avodas require koyein. Maybe here too is maskone is that we don't need a koyein dafka, but the akoponim he still says that we require a bar chiyuva, and therefore cher shoyt v'kodem chapotim la mitzvahs, they shouldn't be the ones the chatchila to do the kibbutz. And he even brings from the Mishnah Lamelech in Parashas Drachim, who clears why isn't this mitzvah counted as a mitzvah saseh. So from the Menachos Chinuch we see that's exeris hakosuv, a mitzvah to be mechabes adam, and that's why this mitzvah was only said by korban chatos, because it's exeris hakosuv, and it's not totally bechlal on the dinim of yotze and of lon. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that the chiyuv kibbutz applies to echod ha-necholois v'echod ha-pnimiois. Even a chatos, where the hazor is done bifnim, and it's not nechal, still the halacha is as a chiyuv kibbutz. The Maharsham in his Agois, in Maseches Yumad Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, asks an interesting kasha. There is a machlokes tanoim, how exactly the hazor of the Paran Sora and Yom HaKippurim was done on the Paroiches. Was there a chiyuv that the dam which you're being mazeh should actually touch the Paroiches? And the Gemara there brings a braiso where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says that he himself saw the Paroiches in Roimi, and he saw that there was blood stains on the Paroiches, and from here he's Meichiach Vaistois, that we see that the correct way of doing the Azor is that the dam actually touches the Paroiches. Asks Masham, since over here now in Mishnah we learn that there's a Chiyuv Kibbutz, even on Chatois Apnimiois, if so, how was it that they actually still saw the blood stains on the Paroiches? Surely they should be Mechuyiv to be Mechabes the dam. So why is it that we find over there that the Paroiches still had the blood stains? And the Marsham suggests two tirutzim. The first tirut, says the Marsham, is that the Chiyuv Kibbutz is only when the dam reaches a makom where it's not meant to be. You were meant to have done this hazor on the mizbeach, and instead they went on the beged. So since the dam is not meant to be in the beged, the Torah says do kibbutz. But where the dam itself reaches its destination, where it's meant to be, here there's no chiyuv kibbutz because the dam is meant to be over here. And therefore, since the dam of the parah of Sarav Yom Kippur is meant to come to the paroiches, even though the paroiches is a beged, but this is where the dam should be. Since this is where the dam should be, surely there's not going to be any chiyuv kibbutz because the chiyuv kibbutz is only in the dam, is not meant to be over here. Instead of going to the mizbeach, it went on to a beged. But over here, where the beged is the mokum where it should be, then avad of the Torah doesn't say kibbutz. The second Teretz Marasham says is that Tosfos Daf Tezvov Medalev says that the dam, once it comes keneged the paroiches, we already done it kilu had hazor, and therefore, since we find later on the Mishnah Tzadik Gimel, the Mishnah says that once the dam comes to the mizbeach, then no longer is it torn kibbutz, and therefore, if the dam was nitaz min hakeren onto the beged, first the dam was. You did hazor kedasa kedin on the mizbeach, and then the dam squirted back from the mizbeach onto a beged. The halacha is no chiyuv kibbutz because you already had the hazor, and therefore, according to Tosfos Daf Tezvov Medalev, once the dam comes keneged the paroiches, then it's as if you already had the hazor. When the dam continues afterwards to the paroiches, then it's already considered as if you're holding after the hazor, and any dam that is ready after the hazor is not chayuv kibbutz. And therefore, when the dam continues onto the paroiches, it's ready dam after hazor, and if the dam comes to the then there is no chi of kibbutz. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that the dam of a chatos pesula doesn't require kibbutz. And the Mishnah lists out all the various psulim, lan and yotze and chutzizmanoi, that all these dams, since the dam of a chatos pesula is ein tom kibbutz. Rashi says the makor that a chatos pesula is ein tom kibbutz is because the pasuk says asher yaze. From here we learn, only such dam which is ro'oi lehazor, are you chayv kibbutz. Mashenkin dam posel, since it's no longer ro'oi lehazor, there's no chiyuv kibbutz. Mefarshim asked that the Gemara later on, the Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, there the Gemara brings a different posel for dam posel. The Gemara says, we learn from the posel, since it says, midamo, midam ksheira, velo midam psula. Rashi brings the posuk of Asher Yazeh, which the Gemara uses there, for a different din, that what's the halacha if the dam was nitaz, straight from the tzavor, before you even did the Kabbalah of the dam in the Klisharis, and the dam was nitaz from the tzavor onto a beged, that we learn that there's no chiv kibbutz, because the posuk says, Asher Yazeh, only such dam which is ro'i lehazor. Whereas before you makabdash a dam in a kli, it's not yet considered the ro'i lehazor. But the din of dam posel, that we learn from the posel of midomo, the loy midam psula. And therefore, why does Rashi over here, when Rashi is talking about the din of dam posel, Rashi brings the posel of Rashi Yazeh b'roi lazor. So points out the Rashash on the Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Now the emes is that the shayla is, why taka do we need the second posuk? Once we have the din of Asher Yazeh b'roi lazor, which tells us that any dam which is not roi lazor is not ton kibbutz, so why can't I learn out that even dam posel should also be nismite from this posuk? Because dam posel is also not roi lazor. So the Briskerov in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph says that the emes is that on a regular dam posel, you taka could have learned out from Asher Yazeh b'roi lazor. The reason why we need another posel to be domoh, to be a ma'at dam posel, is necessary in a case when you took the dam posel Barosh HaMizbeach, where now the din is that as far as ro'i lehazor, it now becomes ro'i lehazor. Because as we know the din is, Mizbeach Mekadosh is a ro'i lo'i. So lemoshel, if you had dam which was lon, so whilst it's lemato on the Ritzbas Hazorah, it's taka not ro'i lehazor. But once you take it Barosh HaMizbeach, and now the din is, olo lo yirdu. So now this dam gets a new din that becomes chay bazor, and therefore, as far as the pasuk of Asher Yazeh, which is memait, anything which is ein roi lazor, this dam has now got a new chiyuv hazor, and that's why we need a new pasuk to go and tell us midomo v'loy dam psula, that since this dam, even Barosh HaMizbeach, it's still dam posel, and since it's dam posel, the Torah is memait that such dam is not tom kibbutz, and therefore, according to the Briskerov, every dam posel really has two psukim. Whilst it's lemato and it's posel, then the reason why it's not ton kibbutz is taka because of the posel of Asher Yazeh prat l'she'ein roi lehazor. Once it goes l'roish hamizbeach and it's chalon and new den hazor, then it's nismayed because of the posel of midomo v'lo dam psula. And if so, one can explain that our Rashi in our Mishnah says that on Dam Posel, the Mekor is from the Posel of Ashayazeh, because Rashi is talking about on the Dam Posel before it's Olah L'Rosh HaMizbeach. And before it's Olah L'Rosh HaMizbeach, then it's Taka Emes that the Mekor is from the same Posel as we learn out Dam Tzavor, because both Dam Tzavor and Dam Posel are both considered Eino Yiro L'Azor. And that would the Gemara has to bring another Posel of Dam Ksherev or Dam Psula, that's only after the din of Olah L'Rosh HaMizbeach. Whereas Rashi, which is talking about when it's still a matter, says Rashi the Makor is from Asher Yazeh. But Rebel understood that according to the Biskarov, any dam which has the potential of having Olu L'Yeridu is also considered the Roi L'Azor, and therefore any dam posel which had been Olu L'Rosh HaMizbeach would have a din of Mizbeach Mekadesh, then even before it's Olu L'Mizbeach is also considered the Roi L'Azor. And therefore, the Chayyid is Pshat and Rashi wouldn't work, because according to Rebel, any Dam Posel is considered Roi L'Azor, Machmas the Din of Mizbeach Mekadosh, had it been Olah L'Rosh HaMizbeach. And after the Shaila comes back. But the Chayyid, according to Briskarov, that says that really one could have been Remayat all Dam Posel from the Posel of Ashiyazeh, and the only reason why not is because of Mizbeach Mekadosh, then it's only going to be according to the Shittos in the beginning of Mizbeach Mekadesh who hold that there is a din of Kiddush Mizbeach on Dam. There the Mishnah brings the Machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Gamliel, on Dam we also say Olu L'Yeridu, but Rabbi Yeshua holds that on Dam the Halachi is Olu L'Yeridu because there's no din Kiddush Mizbeach on Dam. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Dam Posel, since there is no Tzad of Kiddush Mizbeach, then the reason why it's going to be not Tom Kibbutz, will Taka will be able to learn out from the Pasuk of Ashiyazeh, Prat L'Sheinu Ro L'Azor. And even according to Rebel, since over here there's no Din Kiddush Mizbeach, so here it's Taka considered Einu Ro L'Azor. And therefore maybe Rashi is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, since there's no Din Kiddush Mizbeach, then the Makor of every damn Pasuk is Taka from Ashiyazeh, and the Gemara later on of Tzadi Gimel, which brings the Pasuk of Midomah, the Ro Dam Psula, would only be going according to Gamliel, who holds there is a Din of Kiddush Mizbeach. Rabbi Malin in Simon Lamed has a different way of explaining Rashi. He Taka asks a Shaila. When the Gemara Taka says the Pasuk of Midomah, the Ro Dam Psula, Yeshlach Koir. One way to understand is the way the Briskarov's understanding, that's Xeris HaKosuv, that even when this Dam Posel were to have a Din Azor, the Halach is, the Torah still says, Midomav Lo Dam Psula, any Dam Posel, even when it has a Din Azor, still the Halach is, it's not Tom Kibbutz. The other way to understand would be to go and say that the Posel really says, Ashiyazeh Prat L'Sheinu Ro L'Azor, which as the Gemara says, is a Miot on Dam Tzavor. Now the Gemara says there's another pasuk which says that Dam Psula is also considered Eino Yiro L'Azor. Just had we only had the first pasuk of Ashiyazeh, one may have thought this pasuk is only talking about such Dam which never had a Kabbalah and a Klishores, and since it never had a Kabbalah at all, so it's considered seriously Eino Yiro L'Azor. Where it's such Dam Posel, where it did have a Kabbalah, just what now it has a technical psul, so one may have thought that's also considered the Roi L'Azor, and that's why just having the Pasuk of Ashiyazeh wouldn't be enough. Comes the Torah and writes another Pasuk of Midomah, for the Dam Psula to go and tell us that Dam Pasul is also considered Eino Ro L'Azor. So according to this Tzad, then after we have the Pasuk of Midomah, for the Dam Psula, then the Yisoid of the Psula is also because it's considered Eino Ro L'Azor. Whereas according to the first Tzad, then the Psula of Dam Pasul, the reason why Dam Pasul is not Tom Kibbutz, is an entirely different halacha. Asher Yazeh tells us that Dam Tzavor is not Tom Kibbutz because it's Eino Yiro L'Azor, whereas the Pasuk of Dam Psula tells us that Dam Posel is a new Gzeres HaKosel, it's not Tom Kibbutz. And the Nafka Minna says Reb Levis, what happens by Olu L'Yeridu? The way the Briskarov was understanding that the Miut of Dam Posel is a new Gzeres HaKosel, then even on Dam Posel, which was Chalanei Adin Olu L'Yeridu, and now it has Adin Azor, still that Halach will be, it's Eino Tom Kibbutz. Why? Because the Maaseh is Dam Posel. Whereas according to the other Tzad of Reb Leib, then the Gilui of Midomah is just to reveal to us that Dam Posel is also considered Eino Ro L'Azor. If so, once the Dam Posel will be Olu L'Rosh HaMizbeach, and now it's Chalon Adin of Kiddush Mizbeach, and it's Ro L'Azor, now that Halach will be, it's Eino Tom Kibbutz. And Reb Leib brings a Teres Kernim. Teres Kernim, the Posel said, the Brice Adashans, Asher Yazeh Midomah, from here we learn a Miot and Dam Posel. And he brings up the Korban Aaron and explains that Pshat in Torah Askanim is that Asher Yaza tells us Ein Roi La'azor, and Midoma tells us that even Dam Pasul is also considered Ein Roi La'azor. Like the second said, that the Yisoid of the Psul of Dam, of the Yisoid of why Dam Pasul is not Ton Kibbutz is also because after the Pasuk we extend the Pasuk of Rashi Yaza and tell us that even Dam Pasul is also considered Ein Roi La'azor. And with this, says Reb Leib, that's the Pshat in Rashi over here. Because even though the Gemara Taka learns from the Pasuk of Midoma, which is Mema'i Dam Psula, but that's not a miut on its own. That only tells us that Din of Asher Yazeh, Prat L'Shein Re'el Azor, goes as well on Dam Pasul. And therefore Rashi wants to explain to us, what's the Yisoid, why Dam Pasul is not Tom Kibbutz. So Rashi brings Taka, the Makoir. The Makoir is from Asher Yazeh. That's Taka, the Yisoid of why Dam Pasul is Ein Re'el Azor. Granted, the Gemara says we would only know this is considered Ein Roi La'azor because of the Pasuk Midoma. But after Midoma, then the reason why it's not on Kibbutz is because it's Dam, which is Ein Roi La'azor. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, V'shenitma'o, that any Dam Tomei, which is Pasuk for Hazor, is also Ein Ton Kibbutz. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Shalono, V'shenitma'o, asks, that Dam Tomei, why is it considered Ein Roi La'azor? And therefore, Einu Ton Kibbutz, since the Tzitzis Meratzeh, therefore one can go Lechatchila and take the Dam Tomei and be Zerik the Dam Alam Izbeach. And therefore it's Roi La'azor and should therefore be Roi La'kibbutz. And Tosfos answers that we're talking about over here, but often that there's no Tzitz, either because Nishbar HaTzitz or because Einu Al Mitzchoi. And the Mepharshim ask if you have three horrors on Tosfos. The first horror is that Tosfos is mashma, he's only asking his kasha, since the halach is that the tzitz is meratza and is matir yulechatchila to go and do the zrikas adam. So the Karen Ora asks, where do we find in Shas that the tzitz is meratza lechatchila? We only find the b'di'ebed, if you went along in the zrika with dam tomei, then the halach is the tzitz is meratza and you're not mechuyev to go along and bring a new korban. But to go and say that the tzitz is meratza even lechatchila, zelo yishamanu. So asks the Keren Ora on Tosfos, and we find Tak and other Achronim that also go with the Keren Ora in this, and they hold that the din of Tzitzis Meratzeh is only b'di'eved. The Noi de Yehuda in Kama Evena Ezesim and Pei Beis Ois Tesvav takes on also like the Keren Ora that it's poshut that Dam Tomei is also lechatchila to be zayrek, and there is Sumeach in Perik Dalet and Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Beis adds, and he says that we find in the pasuk, which is the makor for tzitzis and meratza, as the Gemara dash and the Chof Gimel Amud Beis, v'nosa arlo in es havoyin hakodshim. So we find that even Mashas the Ritzu is called an Aveira. So how could he possibly go and say that it's muta even a chatchila? And therefore asks the Keren Ora, how can Tosfos go and say that ik mizerik lechatchila? And we koyach this kasha, the Keren Ora wants to be madchik in Tosfos. And he learns that Tosfos, when Tosfos says these words, that ik mizerik lechatchila, Tosfos doesn't mean because of Ritzu tzitz. Really, Tosfos had a different shaila. Tosfos had the kasha, there's a machlokes in the Gemara and Psochim, where the mashkin is mekabel tuma min haTorah. And therefore, Tosfos is asking that according to the man Domo holds that tumas mashkin is only midrabonon, if so, the dam over here, which is Tomei, really min haTorah, is mutter bizrika lechatchila. And therefore, why do we say in our mission that Dam Tomei is Einu Ton Kibbutz? Since Min HaTorah, there is no such thing as Dam Tomei, because Dam which is Mashkin is Mekabel Tuma. And that's where Tosfos uses the words that it's Muta Bezrika Lechatchila. And then Tosfos continues and adds, and even according to the other man Dama who holds that Mashkin is Mekabel Tuma Min HaTorah, but still B'di'eved, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. And since the Tzitz is Meratzeh B'di'eved, it's still considered the Roi La'azor. And therefore Tosfos has two different shailas. The first shaila is that it's muta lechatchila because the dam wasn't mekabel tuma. And the second shaila is even if the dam was mekabel tuma, the tzitz is meratza b'di'eved. And according to the Karen Ora, then Tosfos and his teretz taka only answers the second kasha. And Tosfos says we're talking about over here when there's no tzitz, either because nishbar or because it's ein al mitzchoi. That's how the Karen Ora, mikoyach his kasha, learns pshat and Tosfos. But there is Sameach in Chiddush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, already points out that that was the Karen Ora's matmiya, that we don't find anybody who says that the tzitz is meratza lechatchila, says Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, we find other Rishonim who go this way. The first Maramokim is a Rashi in Gittin Daf Nun Dalad Umud Aleph in a sugya of Kontzu Shoygeg Otu Mezid, where there the Gemara asks a Kash and Reb Meir who holds that they made a Knas on every Shoygeg Otu Mezid, asks the Gemara, we find that the Aloch is that when you do Zrika B'Mezid with Dam Tomei, then the Tzitz is not Meratza, and nevertheless when you do B'Shoygeg, it is Meratza. So we find that they never made a Knas. So Rashi over there says very clearly that you're allowed to Minat Torah, you're allowed to lechatchila go and do the zrika with dam tomei because of ritu tzitz. So it's mefurish in Rashi that the tzitz is merata even lechatchila. And they bring a raya as well from the Gemara in Yumad of Zayin Amud Aleph, where there the Gemara says, if a kohen was in the middle of the hakrov of a mincha, and the mincha becomes tomei, the Gemara says, then ein acheres tachteo, you can be makriv the mincha. And Tosfos over there explains that the reason is because of ritu tzitz. So we find that the tzitz is meratza, and it's even matter you lechatchila to go and do the avodah. So we find other rishonim who also seem to go and take on that ritu tzitz is meratza lechatchila, and therefore it's not a pele why Tosfos says over here that the tzitz is meratza even lechatchila. But the second hour in Tosfos is okay. So we found taka mekoyer that the tzitz is meratza lechatchila, but it's mashma in Tosfos that his kasha is only shver because of lechatchila. Now, l'chayra, even if the tzitz is only meratz b'di'evet, but still the dam is considered the royal azar, and therefore Tosfos could have asked his kasha even without the din of tzitz meratz l'chatchila. Even if the tzitz is only meratz b'di'evet, still Tosfos should have asked, since the ma'isa, this dam b'di'evet is hurtza, so it's considered the royal azar, and if it's considered the royal azar, then why is it tom kibbutz? And the other Oran Tosfos is Tosfos Teretz. What does Tosfos answer? Tosfos says that we're talking about over here that the reason why the tzitz is not meratza is because we're talking about the Mairi when it's Nishbar Atzitz or Eina Mitzchoy. Now Tosfos is a pellet, because even though right now at this point in time while the dam is Tomei, then there's no tzitz, but still you can still Royal Azar because you can go and put the tzitz on the Meitzach, or you can go along and be Masak in the tzitz and go ahead and do your Azar, and if so it's still considered Royal Azar. Why do we care if Bishas the Tumah, it's Einu Al Mitzchoy or Nishbar Atzitz? Surely we have to be done, is this dam Roi L'Azor? And since this dam is Roi L'Azor because you can put the tzitz back on and then do the Azor, then it should be called Roi L'Azor. So Briskerov over here is Masbir, and he says like this, this din that we find that tzitz is Meratze, Yesh Lachkor, at which point in the Akrov of the Korban is the tzitz Meratze? One way to understand would be, and that's the Chari of the Pashtus, that when you take the Dam Tome and you do the Zrika, and this should have been the Zrika Psula, the Tzitz is Meratz and is Machshir the Zrika, and he says, no, the Aloch is a Zrika Kshera. The other way to understand is to go and say, that B'Shas, the Dam is Nitma, the Tzitz is Meratz, and says that this Dam, which was Mekabel Tumah, has a Hechsha Akrova. And the Gvuros Hariz, Medayag, Rashi, and Yumad of Zayin would base, with their Rashi's mashma, that the tzitz is meratza b'shas the kabbalah satuma, and if so, he goes so far to say that according to Rashi, if you had the tzitz b'shas the kabbalah satuma, and b'shas the zrika it was nishbar, it'll still be okay because since b'shas the kabbalah satuma the tzitz was meratza and was machshir is dam b'zrika, then even if afterwards b'shas the zrika there's no longer a tzitz, it'll still be kosher. That's a big chiddush. The Brisker of understood Pshat in Rashi is that Avada you need to have the tzitz even Mishas Rika. So it's Rashi saying you need to have the tzitz Mishas Tuma until the Shas the Zrika. Because if you're only going to have the tzitz Mishas the Zrika, then the Basar or the Dam already became Dochui beforehand. And therefore Rashi has to say that you have the tzitz Mishas the Kabbalah Satuma until Shas the Akrova, then the Aloch is the tzitz will be Meratza and be Matir the Korban. Now, Lechaira, the nafkamina, whether we say the tzitz is meratza only b'shas zrika or even beforehand, is achar two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is the gaba al sugya. If we're going to say that the tzitz is only meratza b'shas the zrika, then before the zrika, the dam is dam posel, and any dam which will be nitaz from this mizrok before the zrika, since right now at this point in time it's dam posel, then it's dam posel, and dam posel is enu ton kibbutz. Mashenkin, and if we say that the tzitz already starts being meratza from the shas kabbalah satuma, so even before the zrika, already this dam is dam which has a hechsha akrova. The other nafkamin is is legab the shalim lechatchilim b'di'evet. If we're going to say that the tzitz is only meratza b'shas the zrika, then avada lechatchil you can't go and do the zrika. Because when you want to pick up this mizrak and go and do zrika, right now it's possible. How can you do zrika with the damn possible? It's only if we say that the tzitz is meratza already mishas hatuma, then already that gives already a hechsha krova to the dam before the zrika, and then it would be a tzad to go and say that lechatchil you can go and do zrika. And with this as the Brisker of, that's Pshat and Toisvus. Toisvus couldn't have asked the Kasha if Tzitz is only Miratza b'di'eved. Because if Tzitz is only Miratza b'di'eved, then the Pshat is that the Tzitz is only Miratza b'shaz Zrika. If the Tzitz is only begins the Ritza b'shaz Zrika, then before the Zrika, then it's Dam Posel. And that's why the Dam is Pots from Kibbutz. Our Mishnah is talking about when the Dam is Nitaz from the Mizrach before the Zrika, and about this dam, which is now dam posel, is Eino Tom Kibbles. Toisus only asks his Kasha, if we're going to say that the Tzitz is Meratza, and it's matter you to do the Zrika even a Chatchila, then it's Muchach, that the Tzitz, the Ritzui Tzitz, already began before, and already began Mishas Tuma. If it began Mishas Tuma, and that's why it's matter you even to go in a Chatchila do the Zrika, then Toisus says, if so, then Kum Tachois, then the dam, even before the Zrika, already has a Hechsha Krova, so it's Roy Lazar. If it's Roy Lazar, then Toisus asks, Ebazoi, Ishbichai Bekibos. And that's why Toisus needed to be Maktim that you can do the Zrika Lachatchila, because it's only when you can do the Zrika Lachatchila, then it's Muchach that the Ritzui Tzitz is happening even before the Zrika. And if so, the dam right now, at this point in time, even before the Zrika, is already Roy Lazar. Whereas, had the Ritzui Tzitz only been b'di'eved, then it could well be that the Ritzui Tzitz is only Chal B'Shah Zrika. And if so, before the Zrika, it's dam posel. And that's why it's pot from Kibbutz. So that explains to us why Tzitz had to be maktim, that since you can do Zrika Lachatchila. And with this, says the Brisker Rav, that's right in the territory of Toisvus. Toisvus answers and says that we're talking about over here, the Bashas, the Dam Tomei was Nitaz, then there's no Tzitz. So we ask, but it's still Roy Lazar, because you can put the Tzitz back on, and then do the Azar later. The Teretz is, like the Brisker Rav was Masbin Rashi, that since right now there's no Tzitz, so it's now there's no Tzitz. So now it's Dam Posel, and now the Dam has already become Dochui. And since now it's become possible, then I've added this dam which is possible is Eino Tom Kibbutz. And that's why Toisvus says that if Bashas the dam was Nitaz, there's no Tzitz, even though later on you could go put the Tzitz back on and continue doing the Avodah, it won't help you, because the dam's already become Dochui. And since the dam's become Dochui, therefore this dam is Eino Roi Lahazo. The Rambam in Pirik Aleph Hilchos Psulei HaMukdoshin Aloch Lamed Vav, the Rambam writes that Dam Kochim is not Mekabel Tuma, and he learns this since the Pasuk says, Al Ha'aretz Tishpachenu Kamoim, only such Dam which is Nishpach Kamoim is Mekabel Tuma, whereas Dam Kochim which has a Din Zrika and is not Nishpach Kamoim is not Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Kveig over there on the Gilin of Rambam brings a Kasha from the Sefer Mari Kohen, where the Kasha is that if the Rambam holds that Dam Kochim is not Mekabel Tuma, how can the Rambam, if so, quote our Mishnah that Dam which was Nitma is Einoi Ton Kibbutz? Because according to the Rambam, there is no Dam which is Mekabel Tuma. And therefore, how can the Rambam quote our Mishnah and say that Dam which is Nitma is also Einoi Ton Kibbutz? So there's various Mahalchim and Achroinim how to answer this Kasha. The Karen Oyer over here also brings the Shaila, and he wants to suggest that the case over here, which says that your pot from Kibbutz, isn't talking about the dam itself as Mekabel Tuma. We're talking about that the Eimrim and the Bosa, they were Mekabel Tuma. And we know the halacha is that Ein Bosa, Ein Dam. Now the Bosa is Mekabel Tuma, even according to the Rambam, it's only a din in dam. So what's the halacha going to be when the Bosa and the Eimrim were both Mekabel Tuma, and now we have the din of Ein Bosa, Ein Dam, so the dam itself is also has the psul, and it's considered Eino Roi Lazar. Why? Because of the dam, because the boss and the Imrim were Kabbal Tuma. That's what the Rambam means, and the Rambam brings down our Mishnah and says that the Psul of Tuma, it also creates a din that the dam is Eino Tom Kibbutz. Not that the dam was Mekabel Tuma, the dam can be Mekabel Tuma if you're the Rambam. We're talking about that the boss and the Imrim, they were Mekabel Tuma. Since they were Mekabel Tuma, now the dam is also Eino Roi Lazar. So the Karen Ora asks that this pshat is not going to work in the Rambam, because the Rambam later on in Halacha Tes brings down the Shailand of Tzadik Gimel Umad Aleph, where there the Gemara talks about that if you did the Hazar of the Dam on a Beged Tomei, and the Shail is whether the Tumah of the Beged is now Matamei the Dam. Now according to the Rambam, there is no Tumah on the Dam Bechlal. So there it's klar, we're talking about the Tumah on the Dam. we won't be able to say the Keren Eretz Teretz there. So the stipple in Psochim Simen Yud Aleph says to answer this Rambam and Halacha test, that even though normally the Halacha, the dam isn't mekabel tumah, but over here where the dam was nitaz onto a beggar tomei and becomes now nivla into the beggar tomei, here the dam is mekabel tumah not because of it being dam, but it becomes part of the beged, and anything which is part of the beged takes upon it the tumas abeged. And therefore, really, like the Rambam says, normally there's no din tumah on dam. And the Ram, which quotes our Mishnah, like the Keren Eretz says, is talking about when the boss is makabel tuma, and ain boss ain dam, and therefore you can't be, dam's not roil azor. That what the Rambam says, that dam shenitaz ala beged, and the question is about the tuma of the dam, that's because there the dam is makabel tuma being part of the beged, and once it's part of the beged, there has tumas beged. And the Stabler writes over there that he told this teretz over to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish gave his askom and said he also learned like this pshat in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches has a different mahalach, and he says even though in that Torah the halach is the dam is mekabel tuma, but that's only in that Torah. But midrabbanon avad it's mekabel tuma, and he says since midrabbanon it's mekabel tuma, that can already create now din that's einoy roi lehazor. And he says this is a well known yisoid that sometimes we find that dinim midrabbanon have an effect on the minat Torah, and here's one of them. Even though minat Torah it's mutter to be zrika, but once midrabbanon is mekabel tuma, and now midrabbanon, now it's now chaladin eino ro lazor. Since it's eino ro lazor, that's why now even in our Torah the din is it's eino ton kibbus. And the third mahalach in the Rambam is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that even though the din is that dam is in mekabel tuma, that's only when it's ala oretz tishpechenu kamoim in the form of mashkim. In the form of mashkim, the dam is in mekabel tuma. But what would happen if the dam were to dry up and now it gets a din of oichel? As far as oichel, it is mekabel dam. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that's what the Rambam brings down our Mishnah. That dam shenitma, if you'd have dam, which as far as mashkin, it's not makabel tuma, but it was makabel tuma b'toyas oichin. It became korush. Once it becomes dried up, then now it turns into oichin, and it was makabel tuma. And then afterwards, it was nitaz onto a beged. Here the din would be that since really it was makabel tuma, for this the Rambam says, but since it's tomei impossible, that's why it's einoy tom kibus. The very final words of the Mishnah are v'shekiblu psulin v'zolku es domo. Rashi says that one can't be goyres v'zolku es domo. We can only be talking about when the apostle did the Kabbalah, but as far as Rika, then he can tell me a din that it's not Tom Kibbus. And Rashi explains, because even if it's kosher did Zrika, the halacha is that the dam is not Tom Kibbus. Because once you've done Zrika, we learn from a apostle later on that after Hazor, the dam is not Tom Kibbus. And therefore, if the Mishnah over here is telling us the dinim of dam apostle, then it can only be Shekiblu Psulin. But Zrika, even if a kosher did Zrika, it's not Tom Kibbus. Tosfos over here in Dibra Maschol, Shekiblu Psulin, had a different Rashi, where Rashi goes and says that you are Gerus Oizorko. And what's the Chiddush? Aye, Lachir, like Rashi asks, the Kashi is Lachir, even if a Kashi does Zrika, then it's not Tom Kibbutz. What's the Chiddush of Apostle? So he brings from Rashi that the Chiddush is as follows, that Bishlame, when a Kashi does Zrika, since the Halacha is that his Zrika is a good Zrika, and his Zrika creates a Din Shiraim, that's why the Din is that the Shiraim is already considered after Hazor, and that's why it's not Tom Kibbutz. But when Apostle does Zrika, there would have been a half minute to go and say that since the Halacha is that the Zrika of Apostle is a Zrika Psula, and we say the Halacha is Yachzer HaKoshev Yekabel, so there may have been a half minute to go and say that this Dam is still considered Roel Azor, because his Zrika isn't a good Avoida, and if you can continue using this Dam for a Zrika Kshero, and that's why the Dam is still considered Roel Azor, and therefore the Mishnah comes to go and tell us that no, even when Apostle does Zrika, still the Halacha is that the Dam is Apostle Vazor, and therefore is considered Einoi Roel Azor. And the reason is, says Tosfos, because the Apostle lois a Shiraim, because even a Zrik of Apostle also has a din to create Shiraim. And since it creates Shiraim, therefore the Dam is considered already had Azor. Now Tosfos is a Pele, because as Rabbi Kriegel's Mitzayin, the Sugit of Lamdad on Mudbeis, where there the Gemara says, that ain't Apostle lois a Shiraim, only a Tomei in Chutz Man, Chutz and Koimoi. But a regular Apostle does Zrika, the din is, since his Zrika is a Zrika Psula, so we say, Yachzer HaKoshev Yekabel. And that means we're saying that Aloch, the Dam is still Roel Azor. And therefore, if we're talking about that the Apostle did the Zrika, since when the Apostle does Zrika, the din is that this Zrika is a Zrika Psula, and you can take go and continue do the Hemshech HaAvoidah with the rest of the Dam, if so, the Dam is considered Roel Azor. So why is the Halacha is that it's Potter from Kibbutz? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuvlam Tches asks a similar kash on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdash in Per Yudad Alocha Beis, the Rambam writes that if a posel did the Zrika, so even though the Kabbalah of the Dam was done by Hechsher and the Halacha was done by Hechsher, if the posel does Zrika, Yishofech Lo'amo. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, why should it be Yishofech Lo'amo? Since the Kabbalah was done Kedasa Kedin, and the Zrik of Apostle is Ein Oysa Shirayim, so the halacha is, you could really go back and be Mekabel more dam, so why can't you use the dam of Shem Mizrak as well? This dam, the Zrik which the Apostle did, is irrelevant, is a avoid of psula, but why should the rest of the dam become Apostle? Bishlem, if the Apostle did Kabbalah, so the entire Kabbalah is a Kabbalah psula, but over here, only the dam which left the Mizrak, that was Apostle, but the rest of the dam in the Mizrak is Apostle Ein Oysa Shirayim, so why does the Rambam write Yishofech Lamo? Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam learned this din from this Mishnah. From our Geres in the Mishnah, with the Mishnah, you are Geres Zorko as Domo. So you see the halacha is, when a posel does Zrika, the halacha is that all the remaining dam in the Mizrak, the halacha is Ein Eton Kibbus. From here the Rambam learned that even though the din is that a posel Ein Oysa Shirayim, and therefore you can go along and do Yachzera Kosher V'Kabel, that's only from the dam in the Tzavar of the Behemoth. But whereas the dam in this Mizrak, where the Zrik, where the posel did the Zrika from this Mizrak, even though the rest of the dam in the Tavar Behemah, that you can go and do a new Maisa Kabbalah, but the dam over here became Posel. And that's Pshat, says the Minchas Chinuch in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Yishofech La'ama, because the dam Sheba Mizrak becomes Posel. Even though the dam Sheba Tzavar, you can still go along and be Mekabel, but this dam becomes Posel. And that what the Gemara goes and says, that Posel, Ein Posel Oysa Shiraim, that's only the dam Sheba Tzavar. The dam Sheba Mizrak becomes Posel. And that's when Tosfos by us. When Tosfos goes and says, the Ein Hanoisar B'Mizrak Kosher Lezrika. Tosfos is Medayek. He writes, only the dam of the Mizrak is Posel. But if other the dam Sheba Tzavar is Taka Kosher. Because even we say Posel is Ein Oysa Shirayim, but the dam Sheba Mizrak is Oysa Shirayim. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't explain why Taka is a Chiluk. But Reb Chaim and Sefer, over there in Perek Yudal B'Sum Mekdosh and Halacha Beis, the Ram Reb Chaim is Masber as follows, and he says that even though the halacha is that apostle is Ein Oysa Shirayim, that means that his avoida isn't reckoned, isn't choshev enough to be considered the avoida in korban. And therefore, when you're looking at the behemah of the korban and you want to know whether the zrika of the apostle is considered that this korban had the zrika, we go and say no, the korban didn't have the zrika, and therefore we can go along and be yachzer hakosher v'yakabel. But his avoida is still an avoida in the mizrak. And therefore, if you want to know the dam from Mizrak, has this dam had an avoida to it? Yes! Since the apostle did the Zrika from this Mizrak, his avoida is choshev enough to be considered that in the Mizrak, the dam over here already had a Zrika from it. And therefore, the dam from Mizrak is Shirayim. But the dam from Tzavar is not Shirayim, because his Zrika isn't a Zrika in Korban. And if the dam in the Tzavar has never had a Zrika from it, and therefore Yachzer HaKoshev Yikabel. Whereas the dam from Mizrak, the Mizrak did have an avoida to it, and therefore the dam from Mizrak is Postel. So that's all. If we go like the Girsa, not like Rashi, we have the Foneinu, just the Rashi which Tosfos brings, and the Rambam brings the Ver Geiris of Shekiblu Psulin, Vezorku es Domoy, that even a posel who does Zrika, the halach is that the dam in the Mizrak, even though the damage of Tzabra is kosher, the damage of Mizrak is posel, and that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though Ein Oysa Shirayim, but still his avoida is choshev enough to make a psul in the dam, and therefore this dam is considered Ein Oy Roy Le'azor, and therefore is Ein Oy Toh on the Kibbus. The Gemara on the base towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings a shaili from Rebovin. Nishpach ala ritzpah v'osfah ma'u. What is the din with the dam of a chatos ha'oif, which lechatchila the din is, one should do the hazor directly from the oif onto the mizbeach? But here the dam was first nishpach on the ritzpah, and then you are oisifit ma'u. Now the pashtus of the Loshna of the Gemara is mashma, nishpach ala ritzpah, that we're clearing, just like we find by behemoth, back in the Chofheo Medalev, that there the din is nishpach ala ritzpah from the dam of the Tzavor. The din is its posel. The Gemara is clearing, do we apply the psul of nishpach over here by chatos ha'oif as well? But the Karanoir over here says that it's not shaykh to go and learn pshar in the Gemara over here, that we should apply the psul of nishpach which we have by behemoth. And why? Because he says, the Gemara Daf Chof Hei, which we learn, the din of Nishpach, is only by a behemoth where there is a chiyuv kabbalah, as the Gemara Darshan from the Pasuk, dam me hapar yikablenu. So since it's a halacha, one has to kabbal the dam from the par. So there, when the dam was Nishpach al ritzpa, so then it's a chisorn in the avoid of the kabbalah. And that's why over there there's a psul, because there's a avodas kabbalah, and you haven't done the kabbalah. Whereas by chatas ha'oif, where there is no din kabbalah, The avoid over here is to go and do hazar directly from the oif to the mizbeach, so there is no din kabbalah, and that's why one can't apply the psul of nishbach by chatas oif, the one which we find by chatas by behema. Says the Keren Ora. But Al-Karchach over here, the Gemara is clearing an entirely different shaila. And the Gemara's shaila is, how is the chiyuv to do the hazah of chatas ha'oif? Do we say that avodas hazah has to be done to be mazed the dam directly from the tzavar ha'oif onto the mizbeach? In which case, whenever the dam went somewhere else, then you can't be mekayim the hazah, because the whole avodah of hazah is only from the oif onto the mizbeach. Or do we say the first tad of the Gemara is that there's no din dafka to have the hazor directly from the oif onto the mizbeach? You just have to make sure the dam of the chatos or oif gets to the mizbeach, and even if there's a hefsek in the middle, it'll still be kosher. And that's why the two nishbachs are two different shailas. The nishbach on daf chof hei is a shaila avodas kabbalah, and the nishbach over here on daf tzadi beis is a shaila how to do the hazor of chatos or oif. And with this, the Keren Ora asks that he has difficult, the Lashon of the Gemara, why did the Gemara say Nishbach al Haritzpah? Because having explained that the Shail in the Gemara over here is that maybe Hazor has to be done directly from the Chatas Oif to the Mizbeach, then L'Choyer Ritzpah is Lav Dafka. And even if it would be Nishbach into a Klisharis, it would also be possible. Because this way you can do the Hazor from the Oif onto the Mizbeach. He also asks the Mashmos of Rashi countless times over here in the Sugya is Mashma that there is a Shaychus between the Sugya of the Nishbach of Daf Chof Hei to the Nishbach of Chatas Hoif. Rashi firstly, when he's explaining the Tzad, the first Tzad in the Gemara, why there should be Nishbach by Chatas Hoif should be kosher, so Rashi says, do you know why it's kosher? Because since we consider the Tzavah to be like a Klishareis, therefore, just like by Nishbach by Dam Behema, the din is that only when it's Nishbach from the Tzavah to the Ritzpah is it possible. But if it's Nishbach from the Kli onto the Ritzpah, then it's kosher. And that over here as well, the Nishbach will be kosher. Why? Because we consider the blood to be coming from the Klishores. So it's Mashma that the Tnoim of the Psul of Nishbach are similar to the Dinim over there. The way the Karen Ora is understanding, it's no shaychus. The tzad over here, it's kosher is. There's no shaychus to the sugi of nishbach over there anyway, because there's no din kabbalah by chatas hoif. The sofek is, maybe there's no din that the hazor has to come directly from the chatas hoif. We don't need to go and say that the tzad should be kosher because it's nishbach menakli. That's the first Torah. The second Torah says the Karen Ora is that in the tzad in the Gemara that it's possible. So Rashi says, do you know why it's possible? Because kol shekein the ritzpah poislosoi. Now these words of Rashi are clearly mashma that the psul is something which happens through the ritzpah. The way the Keren Ora is understanding, the ritzpah is totally irrelevant. The main psul is going to be, once there's a hefsek and the dam's not coming from the oif, that's why it's going to be possible, because you haven't been mekayim the hazor. Whereas from the words of Rashi's mashma, that it has to do with the din of nishbach, and therefore once the dam's on the ritzpah, that's what makes it possible. And the third Ha'ara, the Keren Ora asks, and this Ha'ara Rabbi Kveiga also asks in Chidushim, and that is the Gemara continues and Rava brings a Raya. He brings a Raya from the Braisa, where the Braisa says that there may have been a half minute to go and say that the dam of Chatos Ha'oif should also be Ton Kibbus, like the din of the other Chatois is that dam of the Chatos is Ton Kibbus, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk of Zeus. Zeus is Mamai, that only Chatos Behemos Ton Kibbus, and not Chatos Ha'oif. And Rava's Medayak, and he says, if you're going to go and tell me that the din is that the hazor always has to be directly from the chatos, if so, whenever the dam is going into a beged, it's anyway dam posel, because it's anyway not royal hazor, because it's not coming from the oif to the mizbeach, and only dam from the oif to mizbeach is royal hazor. So asks the Gemara. But Rashi throws in the Gemara's kasha, and he says that the reason why the dam is going to become posel is because avir kli kekli domi. So Rashi is clearly trying to tell us that when the dam goes over the avir of the kli, it's ke'ilu, it's ready sitting in the kli, and that's a psul of nishbach. Here again, the Keren Ora says he doesn't understand why Rashi needs that. Even without that, the minute the dam is not coming from the chatos to the mizbeach, it should be psul. And with this, he has very difficult the sugya, and he's married that the Rambam also seems to bring down the shail of the Gemara in psulei hamikdashin and not in chat in ma'aser korbanos. Had the sotek been like the Keren Ora's understanding, if you want to know how does one have to do the hazor, then it ought to be ma'aser korbanos. The Rambam brings it with the psulim of nishbach. It's mashma. There's some relationship over here between the nishbach here and the nishbach in tavchof hei. So it's well known the words of the Brisker Rav in the Sugan Daf Chof Hei, in the Sugan of Nishpach, where there he brings the Torah as Kohanim. The Torah as Kohanim in Parshas Oilo, Perik Dalad Aloch Yud Aleph, brings a different Makor than we have over here in the Bavli. Here in the Gemara Daf Chof Hei, the Gemara says, we learn it from the Pasuk, Dam Me'apari Kablenu. You must be mekabel adam directly from the par, and when it's nishbach on the ritzpah, you haven't done kabbalah. There the Teres Kohenim brings a different pasuk. Teres Kohenim brings a pasuk, hadam sheniskabel bekeli. That the dam is only kosher when it's directly, you had the kabbalah in the keli. And the rabbi over there in Teres Kohenim asks, why does the Teres Kohenim bring a different mekor to the one we have in the Gemara by us? So the rabbi suggests that maybe we need one lemitzvah, and we need another pasuk to make shana all of that kosuv la'akev. That's what the Ravid answers. But the Briskerov said that there are two different dinim in Nishbach. One halacha is a halacha in the Kabbalah, and that we learn that from Dame Apari Kablenu, which is the halacha that the Kabbalah must be to be mekabel the dam directly from the par. And when the dam is Nishbach, so you can't be mekabel the dam from the par. And that makes a psul in the avoid of the Kabbalah. Toras Kohanim is telling us there's another psul. Besides the psul in the Kabbalah, there's a psul in the dam itself. That whenever the dam is to be found in a mokoim, which it's not its correct place to be, then the dam becomes posel. And therefore, since the halach is the dam, immediately after Shechita, should be going straight to have a Kabbalah in the Klishores, to have a Kiddush in the Klishores, where the dam to be found on the Ritzbah, the dam itself is Shalei B'mkoimoi. And that the dam is Shalei B'mkoimoi creates a psul in the dam. So we have one psul in the avoid of the Kabbalah. And the Pasuk of the Torah as Kohenim teaches us there's a new psul, that whenever the dam itself is to be found Shalei B'mkoimoi, this becomes posel. And with this, the Brisker Rav explains that the Torah as Kohenim over there requires a Pasuk to go and say that when it's Nishbach Menakli, then it doesn't become posel. Now says the Brisker Rav, had the psul of Nishbach only been a halacha in the avoid of the Kabbalah, so it's poshed l'chayr once you did the Kabbalah, so the avoid of the Kabbalah was done b'kashrus. Why would there be a hava minute go and pass the dam when it's nishbach afterwards? From here says the Brisker Rav, this is the right his yisoid, because besides the psul in the Kabbalah, which we tackle from dam ya'apari kablenu, there's another din in the dam, that whenever the dam is shalei b'mkoimoi, that itself makes a psul in the dam. And therefore the Teres Kohenim says, well, maybe the hava minna, that just like the dam is shalei b'mkoimoi before Kabbalah, maybe even after Kabbalah, the dam, the halach is, that one may have thought, that the dam must remain in the klisharis until the zrika. And if it's nishbach, it may also be considered shalei b'mkoimoi. For that the Teres Kohenim teaches us from the pasuk, that no, that once you had the kiddush kli, then even if the dam is now nishbach on the ritzbah, that doesn't pass lit. And the Brisker Rav says that there's a couple of nafka minas why even after we have a psul in the Kabbalah, we still need a new psul in the dam. The first one, he says, we find in the Gemara Menachos Daf Chavav, that the Gemara says that there's a din of psul nishbach on the koimetz. So if you did the kmitza, and after the kmitza, before you managed to put the koimetz into the kli, to be mekadosh the koimetz, then the koimetz was nishbach al ritzbah, then it becomes psul. Now there as well, by koimetz, there's no din of avoidas kabbalah. There's no halacha to be mekabel the koimetz and the kli right from the kmitza. Kabbalah is only shaykh when you're doing kabbalah from the par. And yet the Gemara says that to be a psul of nishbach, says the Brisker Rav, that can't be learned from the pasuk dam ya'apari kablenu. But this is because of the second halacha. The second halacha that the dam itself, when it's ein bim koimoi, becomes pasul. So too the koimetz as well, when it's shaloi bim koimoi, this becomes pasul. And that's why when the koimetz was nishbach al ritzbah, since the koimetz is now to be found in a mokoim, which it's not its mokoim, because its mokoim should really be matan kli to become a kudush in the kli shareis, therefore the koimetz will become pasul. And with this, the Brisker Rav explains the Sofik in our Gemara. Our Gemara as well, Enechanama, like the Karanera asked, there's no din of Kabbalah. But still, the Gemara has a Sofik, will we say that when it's Nishbach, the dam of the Chato Sa'if from the Tzavar, will we say that the dam of the Chato Sa'if will become possible with the Psul of Nishbach? And the Sofik in the Gemara is, the first Tzad is, like Rashi explains, will say that the Tzavar of the Oif has a din like a Klisharis. And just like the din is by Nishbach Menakeli, there's no psul of Nishbach, so to be here as well. Since the dam in the Tzavor Ha'oif has a din like in the Klishores, so when the dam is now Nishbach, it's like Nishbach Menakeli. And that's why Rashi connects our Gemara to the Gemara Daf Chof Hei, and says that the Tzad that it's kosh is because we'd consider the dam like Nishbach Menakeli. The other tzad is that no, maybe the tzav ha'oiv isn't like a kli shoris. In which case, when the dam of the chatas oiv is nishpach, if the dam is nimtza shalai b'mkoymoi, and therefore would have a psul of nishpach, because the dam would become posel, even though there's no din kabbalah, but since the dam is shalai b'mkoymoi, this would be nismayed because of the other posel of the Torah's kohanim, that whenever it's shalai b'mkoymoi, that creates a psul of nishpach. And with this, it's very meduyek what Rashi says, that the tzad that it's possible, it's because culture came the Ritzpah poislosoi. Yes, because being on the Ritzpah is exactly shaloi b'mkoymoi, and that's what creates the psul. And this also answers Rabbi Kveik in the Karen Oira Zahara, why in the Rai which Rava brings, so Rashi says that Avir Kli Kekli, because it's only because Avir Kli Kekli, that's why we see the Dam of the Chatas Oif as if it's now had the Hanoch and the Kli, and that's so to speak the Ritzpah, and this being in this Mokoim, since that's not the correct Mokoim, that is what's going to make a Psul of Nishbach. The Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara brings a Shaila from Levi. What's the Halach of Nitaz Mi Beged Le Beged Mahu? If the Dam which was Nivla in the first Beged, now goes over into another Beged, the Gemara Safak is, do we say that since the dam in the first beged has already became a chuyiv b'kibbutz, do we say that it now becomes dochui, and like Rashi explains, it's no longer ro'i la'zor? Or do we say, no, that even the dam in the first beged is like nishpach mina kli ala ritzpo? So even the dam in the first beged is still ro'i la'zor, and when it now goes into the second beged will also be chai b'kibbutz. And the Gemara says that Rebbe was poshut the Shaila according to Rebbe Akiva, who holds that even dam posel is chayav b'kibbutz, so to over here as well, even if we say it was nidre, it can be worse than dam posel which is chayav b'kibbutz. The Rambam in Perek Ches from Hilchas Maisa Akrabonis Halochates, the Rambam brings down and he paskins nitaz min beged le beged ein ha beged hasheni toon kibbutz. So his achra is that there's no chayav kibbutz on the beged hasheni. And the Kesef Mishnah over there, and the other Nesu Kelim, ask, where was the Rambam taking his Pshitas from? Because the Gemara only says that Yochai Bekibbus according to Rebbe Akiva. Now, we don't pass like Rebbe Akiva. We pass in the even Dam which had a Shasa Koysher, but its Dam Postel is Einu Tom Kibbus. So, Lechaira, according to the way we hold, then we should come back to the old Suffolk. Is Dam in the Beged considered Dochoy and therefore Postel? Or maybe the Loch is Oisvoy the Kosher? And where did the Ram take it from? Dibu Machriya, Rein Tom Kibbus. So the Kesef Mishnah has two Mahalchim. The first Mahalchi says that really it's a Taka Suffolk. But since it's a Suffolk, and to go be Machabis Begodim Bemokoim Kodosh is really a Zilzul. It's not b'chavadik to go along and start washing clothes in the Azara. Just what? When you have a vada chiyuv, then you do it. But when it's a suffolk, then we're not going to go and be mezalvul to be mechabes b'mokom kodesh. The Chavetz Chaim and Zevach Toide is matmiya on this teretz. He says, since it's a chiyuv deraisa to go along and do kibbutz, so if it's a zilzul, so you have a suffolk deraisa, you're mechuyuv to go along and be machmen to do the kibbutz. Just because it's a zilzul, how can we pattern ourselves from the chiyuv kibbutz b'mokom suffolk? Maybe one can answer this according to the well-known Shittas Rambam, which the Shmaitzer starts his sefer with, the Rambam Perik Yud Milchus Kilayim Halocha Chof Zayin. Rambam tells us that his Shitta is that even though we know the din is Sofik Deiraisa Min HaTorah Lechumra, but it's only Lechumra Midrabbonon. But Avad Midrabbonon, but Mokim Sofik, one is allowed to be Mekel. Just Rabbonon came along and they were Machmir. The Shittas of Rashba is that even Natoiri Mechuyiv to be Machmir. But the Rambam holds that only Midrabbonon Mechuyiv to be Machmir, but Natoiri go to Kula. Now, Lochera, if so, when we have a Sofik over here, by Nitaz Mibeged Lebeged, Oyi Mechuyiv to go and do Kibbutz, Minatoira, one should really go to Kula. Just Rabbonon would come along and Rabbonon would be Machmir to go and say, but Mokim Sofik Mechuyiv to be Machabis. So it could be that the Kesef Mishnah is telling us that since to be Machabis in Nazara, is really a zilzul. So even though normally the din is that the Rabbanan tell you b'mokim sofik to be machmir, but over here this chumrah is going to come out to be a zilzul. Because since there is a tzad that you're not mechuyev to be mechabes, and by doing kibbutz in the azor, which is a zilzul, therefore over here the Rabbanan themselves will tell you not to be machmir, to not to be mezalzul b'mokim sofik. And therefore even though normally we go to chumrah, but over here we won't apply the din of the Rabbanan to chumrah, we go back to the old klal of minatoyra you go to kula. Now the Kesef Mishnah continues, and the Kesef Mishnah says another Mahalach, and he says that since the Suffolk of the Gemara, that the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, we will push it according to Rebbe Akiva, and to say that Allah is Yechayev Kibbutz, so it's mashma, that anybody who argues with Rebbe Akiva, we're going to say that you are not Chayev B'Kibbutz. In a moment, the Mechaschen Nachmit Zekuf Lam Dachin says he doesn't understand the Kaz Mishnah. Why? Even though the Gemara says according to Rabbi Akiva you are Chayv Kibbutz, but not according to Rabbi Akiva should be a Suffolk. And therefore, where did the Ram take it from to go and say that Einu Chayv Kibbutz? So the stipend in Kiddush Yaakov suggests an interesting Mahalach. He brings that Tosfos early on in the Flam Dalad on the base. There, the Gemara says that the Klal is that any time Nishbach min akli al ritzba. Why is the halacha that you can be oisif the dam and do the zrika? Why don't we say that when the dam is in the ritzba, since the ritzba is a mokum, you can't do the avoida, the dam should become dochui? And the Gemara over there says, because the klal is, kol de biyodoi loy have a dochui. Whenever it's biyodoi to go and pick up the dam from the ritzba and put it back into the kli, then the dam doesn't become dochui. So Tosfos over there asks, in Dibra HaMaskel, Kol Shabiyodoi, he asks from the Shita of Rav Popper, in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Zayin, there the Gemara says that the halacha is, there's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Now what happens if the fellow did Shchita, and he never managed to do Kisui until the Ruach was Mechaseh the Dam with Ofor, and then afterwards, the Ruach then blew away the Ofor, so now the Dam becomes Megula. So the Gemara says, you're potter from mitzvah kisui adam. Why? Because since when the ruach was mechaseh, it now became dochui min mitzvah. Therefore the din is, you no longer are mechuyev again in the mitzvah, even after it becomes megula. That's what a papa says. So Tosfos asks, if we're going to say yisod, that kol de biyodo lo yav dochui, if so over there too, whilst the ruach was mechaseh, why does one say it's dochui? You have a biyodo, you can go along and take away the offer which the ruach was mechaseh. And if so, it shouldn't be called dochui min mitzvah, and when it comes megula again, then your mitzvah should come back, your chiyuv should come back. And why does your papa say, you're potter from kisui even afterwards? From here, Tosfos says, we see a yisod, that we only apply the din of kol de biyodo lo yav dochui, only when you mechuyev to do that. So dam which is on the ritzpa, since this dam is ton zrika, so you mechuyev to go and be oyster of the dam, put into a keli, that's when we say, since it's biyodoi, and you mechuyev to go and pick up that dam, that's when we say it's not dochoi. Whereas there in the Gemara and Chulin, when the ruach was mechase, even though it's biyodoi to undo the kisui of the ruach, but since you're not mechuyev to do so, then we say, even when it's biyodoi, it remains dochoi. Because we only say biyodoi lo yav dochoi, when this is what's biyodoi, you're mechuyev to go and do. Whereas when it's not mechuyev, then we say even biyodoi remains dochoi. Now, according to this as a stipler, over here, when the dam became balua in the first beged, now this dam, right, even though before it became balua, was mechuyev b'hazoho, but now when it becomes balua in the beged, then he says, l'chayra, here you don't have any more chiyuv to go along being ois for the dam, because on the other hand, you have a chiyuv kibbutz. So my chazis to be oisef the dam for Azor, you have a mitzvah to go along and be mechabes the dam to get rid of the dam. If so, he says, it comes out that this is the type of dochui where even though it's biyodo to be mechabes it, but there's no chiyuv to be oisef the dam. And since there's no chiyuv to be oisef the dam, therefore this dam, whilst it's in the beged rishoin, becomes dochui. And he says that's why the Rambam paskens that nitaz mi beged le beged is Ein oton kibbutz, because even though the Gemara to Suffolk, that's because Levi, who asked the Shaila, apparently argues with Rav Papa, and he holds we say that biyodoi is ein oidochoi, even when it's not a mitzvah. But the Rambam will pass things like Rav Papa, if so, the Rambam holds that we only say biyodoi is lo'av adochoi, only when there's a chiyuv. When the dam became balua in the first beged, so here there was no chiyuv to be oisefit, so that dam now became dochoi. Since it's dochoi, that's why it's vaday posel, and if it's vaday posel, that's why the Rambam says that the din is that's einoi ton kibbutz. The Karen Ora points out that it's mashma in the Gemara that even according to the tzad that we say that mi beged kama idchilei lekibbutz, and therefore the dam became posel and dochui in the beged rishon, and therefore the beged sheni won't be ton kibbutz, but it's mashma that only the beged sheni doesn't need kibbutz. But in the beged rishon, even though the dam is becoming posel inside the beged rishon always remains mechuyev kibbutz, even though the dam itself, as it comes into the beged rishon, immediately becomes posel. Nevertheless, it doesn't patter the beged from mechuyev kibbutz. So it says in the Karen Ora, from here we see a yisod. We see the chayra, that every time the beged becomes posel, as soon as it comes into the beged, still the halacha is yimachoyev kibbutz. And if so, says the Karen Ora, he doesn't understand the next shayla on the top of the tzadikim lamed aleph. There the Gemara is a shayla. Rami Bachoma asks, what's the din if the dam was nitaz onto a beged tomei? And the Gemara Sofik is, do we say that since the dam becomes tomei as soon as it comes into the beged, maybe it should be potter from kibbutz because it's dam tomei? says the Karen Ora, but we just now read in the Gemara that even though every time the dam becomes possible in the Beged Rishon because it chilei lekibus, and nevertheless the whole suffix was only to part of the second Beged from kibus, but the first Beged avada is chayv kibus, because whenever it's born ke'echod, the halacha is the Beged is chayv kibus, and if so, just like legaba the psul of mi Beged kama it chilei lekibus doesn't part of the Beged from kibus, so too even if the Beged is a Beged tomei and the dam becomes tomei upon arrival on the Beged, should also be chayv kibus. So he's matrik and he says that you have to say the Gemara later on is only going according to the tzad and the Gemara by us that always sway the kosher, and if so there's no raya that the halacha is that the Beged kama is chayv kibus even if it became possible, because it could be the Gemara's understanding that it doesn't become possible. But he still has difficulty with the Rambam, because here the Rambam paskins the halacha is that in the Torah kibus by nitas mi Beged le Beged, and in the second suffix of the Gemara gabe al Beged tomei that the Rambam is a shayla. But the Oris Sumeach says that the kash is a toss, but because there's no shaykhus between the two Gemaras. Because the reason why over here about Beged Kama, even though the dam is itchlei mekibus, why the halacha is the Beged Rishon is chayv bekibus, is because over here the only reason the dam becomes possible in the Beged Rishon is only machmas the chayv kibus. So first the chayv kibus is chal, and once the chayv kibus is chal, so now the dam in the Beged now becomes ein roi lazor because of the chayv kibus. So it's only because of the chayv kibus that's why the dam becomes possible. But of course, first the chayv kibus is chal, and that's what's toich of the dam. Whereas by Beged Tomei, then the suffix of the Gemara is Bechlal, that this dam which became Tomei as soon as it touched the Beged is this dam Gufo Chayv Roi Vahazor. Because if we're going to say that the dam itself is in Roi Lahazor, therefore this dam itself doesn't become a Chayv Kibbos. Mashenkin in the previous Shaila, but Mi Beged Kam Itchilei LeKibbos, the only reason that the dam becomes possible is only Machmas the Chayv Kibbos. Right? And that's why over here, Avada, the Beged Rishon is Chayv Bekibbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.